Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf lamed aleph. We are holding on daf lamed on the base. We are 10 lines from the end of the page. Amar le mai nichusa on daf lamed on base. Today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas's mother, Golda bar Simcha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadie, and for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives. They shall return home safely. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. What we're going to discuss today, first, we were right in middle of a story about Hoda'a Achar Hoda'a, and why it is that we're going to trust two different Edim to talk about two different times that someone was Moda that he owes money. After all, these two Edim might be talking about two different Hoda'os entirely. So how could they be Mitzaref with one another? Then the Gemara is going to discuss, what do we do when two Edim contradict each other in some way when it comes to Dine Mamonis? That's going to be the first major discussion of the daf. And then right before the Mishnah, we're going to talk a little bit about the Isser to reveal secrets. And then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about when new evidence comes to light. Is it ever too late? Is it ever too late to say, well, wait a second, I found evidence. I found Edim. There's something new to bring to light. Then the Gemara is going to discuss that there are two machlokos from Shum Gamliel and the Rabbanan in our Mishnah. Do we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel or the Rabbanan on each of those machlokas? And in general, when Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees with the Rabbanan, how do we paskin? Then the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, is going to talk about whether we believe a third party about a shtar that they're holding on to. So you have a third party that has a shtar, maybe it's even a shtar mekuyam, but they say, I happen to know this shtar is parua, I happen to know something about it. So do they have ne'emanus about the shtar that they are holding on to? The Gemara is then going to bring, what is Rabbi Yochanan's opinion about bringing new evidence to light? How does Rabbi Yochanan paskin when it comes to bringing new evidence to light? And then once we're on the topic of Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara is going to discuss Rabbi Yochanan's opinion about one party forcing the other to go to a particular Beis Din. Do we have the right to say, you must go to the more expert Beis Din, to the more distant Beis Din, or just say, no, we're going to go wherever is most convenient and closest. And that will bring us to the end of the third parak of Masech Sanhedrin. So let's see if we could try to finish the parak Bli Neder today. So let's. So again, we were right in the middle of a discussion where the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak had run into Rav Hunder Bar Yehoshua Shua, and he said, I don't understand. Why is it that when one aide says, I saw Reuven lend Shimon money on Sunday, and the other one says, I saw Reuven lend Shimon money on Monday, that they're not mitzvah? Because it obviously was not the same loan. Why is that any different than I saw Reuven admit that he owes money on Sunday, and the other one says I saw him admit that he owes money on Monday? After all, isn't it possible that he's admitting to two different loans? So the answer that he gave was, no. In the case of Hoda'a, Achar Hoda'a, he had told each party that it's the same money. The same money that I admitted yesterday is the money I'm admitting today, and the same money I admitted to you today is the same money I admitted yesterday. Each party was fully aware that it was exactly the same money. So where we left off was Rav Nachman Yitzchak said to Rav Hunder Bar Yehoshua, Baruch Hashem, you gave me an answer. Now I understand it. Tanuach Daitcha Sheisnachta Es Da'ati. You put my mind at ease. Now I and you should have peace of mind in your life, the same way you gave me peace of mind in my life. The Amoraim, if they had a kasha, they didn't sleep. So he said, I had no peace of mind in my life. I had this kasha, I didn't understand. Hodah achar hodah, you should have all the blessings in the world because you put my mind at ease. So Amalei, Rav Hunder Bar Yehoshua said back, my nichusa, why is this so satisfying to you? To Rav Avitim Rav Sheshes, Shadu Benarga, because after all, Rava and some say Rav Sheshes showed that this teretz doesn't really work because they have a very strong kash on this teretz. Because after all, Lav Hainu Odah Achar Alva'a isn't the case of Odah Achar Odah now the exact case of Odah Achar Alva'a? Meaning, since Odah Achar Odah, you had to make an ukimta that each aid knows about the edus of the other guy. So Al Karchach by Odah Achar Alva'a must also be talking about a case where he says to the second aid, the mana that I'm being molded to you, the moda in front of you. I was already moda to the. I already borrowed that money in front of a different aide, and then he goes back to the first aide and says, the money that I borrowed in front of you, I was already moda in front of the other one. So why does Rav need to say the same din twice? So Amalei. So now Rav Nachum Yitzchak says back to Rav Huna Ben Yeshua, Haynu D'Shmieli Aleichu D'Ramisu Dikli V'Zakfisuluhu. Now I understand your reputation that you cut down dekel trees and then you go and you replant them. That here I thought we had this really difficult kasha. You cut down the kasha by answering the kasha, and now you went and replanted it and you made it just as hard a kasha again because you rejected the teretz that you gave. To the kasha, so it's interesting to think of that the answering a kasha was cutting down a tree. I would have thought it would be building a tree. The asking the kasha is the planting the tree, is the erecting of the tree. Interesting. So there's so much of the basis of learning is asking kashas, is having kashas. So in Arda Yamri in Arda they said Bein Oda Achroda Bein Oda Achralva Bein Alva. When you have two aidim that testify that Reuven owes Shimon money, whether one of them saw Hoda'a on Sunday and the other one saw Hoda'a on Monday, one of them saw Alva on Sunday, the other one saw Alva on Monday, or Hoda'a then Alva, or Alva then Hoda'a, they're always mitzarif. Kiman, Rabishom and Karcha. That's assuming like the Sheet of Rabishom and Karcha, that were mitzarif the eduyos of different aidim. So now the Gemara goes on to discuss what if there's a contradiction within the edus. So I'm reviewing the edus amachesha zuazu babdikos. If two edim contradict each other when it comes to the bedikos questions, bedikos are different than chakiros. Chakiros are the critical information. What was the date? What was the place? Right? The kinds of things that you could turn edim into edim zomim over getting wrong, right? Someone's going to be able to say, Imanu Yisab, you were not in that place on that date. But bedikos are more detailed questions. What color shirt was he wearing? It was under a tree. What kind of tree was it? Was it a fig tree? Was it, right? Those are bedikos questions. So if the two edim are machish each other in the bedikos, ksheira b'dinim mamanus, it's still going to be kosher in the world of dinim mamanus. If the case is about money, Amar Rav Mistaver Milsid Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda seems to make the most sense. Becher Amar Barniki Shchora, Becher Amar Barniki Levana. When they're arguing about the wallet that the money was in, Avlecher Amar Mana Shachor, Becher Amar Mana Levan, Ein Mitzarvim. But if they contradict each other about the money itself, then they're not Mitzarvim because now they're being machlish each other about the very the most critical details of the case of what the case was really about. So By suggesting that it's okay for them to contradict each other about the wallet color, so that makes it sound like that's only true by Dine Mamanus. But by Dine Nefashos, a similar contradiction would be unacceptable. Va'arniki shchor b'dinei nefashos lo. Is that true? What you just implied that it's only okay if they're machsh each other with the bedikos about arniki shchor, arniki levana by dinei mamonis, but by dinei nefashos that would not be okay. Va'amar Rav Chista echor amar b'sayif harogo v'echor amar bariran harogo ein ze nachon. Rav Chista told us that a contradiction in terms of weapon of choice that the murderer used is certainly not viable edus because that's a real contradiction. Echor omer kelev shchorim, echor omer kelev levanim, harei ze nachon. But if they disagree about, or they contradict each other about something that's not so critical, what color clothing was the fellow wearing, so then we're still going to be mitzarif the edus. That's against Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that we're only mitzarif the edus when they contradict each other about unimportant details in dine mamanis. And here we have in dine nefashos. So says Gemara, okay, so gavra karamis. You think you could ask a kasha because one amora happens to disagree with another amora? Welcome to Shas. That's how it happens. Rav Chista and Rav Yehuda don't agree with one another. Now, say even if they contradict each other on the critical thing that the case is about, on the money itself, they could still be mitzarif. Kiman, who were Nardai Yisumun, like Rabbi Shoban Karcha, assuming like Rabbi Shoban Karcha, who said that if the two Eidim see two different Alvaos, since they're both made, that he owes him a mana, and that they're Mitztarif. So Nardai holds, for the same reason, you could be Mitztarif when one says mana Shachar, and the other one says mana Lavin, because at the end of the day, they're both being made, that there is this chov for this amount of money. Same with the Rabbi Shoban Karcha, Hechad Lamachshu Adadi. So when you can't necessarily associate them. The Gemara rejects. No, maybe Rabbi Shoben Karcha will only be mitzarif two edim from two different times when they don't contradict each other in the details. But heichot machshi adadi. But when they're actually contradicting each other on the details, me Omar, did you ever hear Rabbi Shoben Karcha say in such a case that you could be mitzarif the redos? So do not say that the sheet of Nardai is exactly like Rabbi Shoben Karcha, because it could be that Rabbi Shoben Karcha would not go nearly as far as Nardai were willing to go. Elohuda Amar Kiaitana. Rather than Nardai say their din in accordance with the following brisa. Titania. Amar Bshim ben Elazar. Lenechlu b'sham v'silal al shtei kitei edim. She'achas omeres masayim v'achas omeres mana. She'esh b'chal masayim mana. That both b'sham v'silal agree that if you have two sets of witnesses, one set of two witnesses says that Reuven owes Shimon $100. The other set of two witnesses says that Reuven owes Shimon $200. For sure he's going to have to pay him $100. We do not say, oh, it's and therefore we throw it all out and he doesn't owe him anything. No, everyone agrees. Both Beisham Bisil will agree. In that case, he's for sure going to owe $100. Al-manechlku al-kasachas. But there is a machlokas within one set of witnesses. You have two witnesses. So within one set, and one of the two witnesses says he owes $100, the other of the two witnesses says he owes $200. Shebeshavi Rom Nechke Dusan, Beshavi says, well, they're not in agreement with each other. We got to throw this testimony out. Ubeisil Omrim Yesh Bechal Masayim Mana. Beisil says, no, let's find the common ground. They both agree that he owes at least $100. They just disagree about the second $100. So therefore, we should be mechayiv the nitva $100 based on the edus of shnei edim. So the Nardai hold like the Beis Hillel that even though there's a hachasha in the gufa edus, was it 100? Was it 200? We're still mekabel the edus at least as it relates to that which they agree about. So the same is true if they're machish each other, whether the mana was shachar or the mana was lavan, even though they're machish each other in the gufa edus, but they're both made that he owes them $100, that he owes him a mana, and therefore he's going to have to pay a mana. So the Gemara brings other cases where we could be mitzarif two edim that seem to be contradicting one another. Echromer chavis shal yayin vechromer chavis shal shemen. One says that he loaned him a barrel of wine, the other one says a barrel of oil. Oil is more expensive than wine. Havu'uv devasil kamed Rabbi Yami. There was a mice like this and it came to Rabbi Yami's bezdin. Chive Rabbi Yami lishlume lechavisa decham ramigo chavisa demeshcha. That Rabbi Yami was mechayev him to pay the value of a barrel of wine, which is less than the value of a barrel of oil, because everyone agreed that he at least owed the value of a barrel of wine, and therefore Rabbi Yami was willing to be mitzarif the eduyos to be mechayev him the lesser amount. So Kiman, so says Gemara, who's Rabbi Yami assuming like? Rabbi Shimon Elazar, just like Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who says that you could be mitzarif shnei edim that are machish each other in order to be mechayev the nitva the lesser amount. Says Gemara, well, wait. Maybe Rabbi Shimon Elazar will only go so far as to say that when one says $100, the other one says $200, because that's purely a quantitative difference. And when it comes to quantitative differences, you could say Yesh B'Klal Masayim Mana, that included in the 200 is the first 100. But Kia Yavna, but in a case where it's a qualitative difference, one of them says that it's wine and the other one says that it's oil, Mi Omar. Does Rabbi Shimon Elazar, is he willing to be mitzarif the Eidos in such a case as well? So says Mar L'tzricha L'dmei. No, if it's actually a qualitative difference, then no, he would not be willing to be mitzarif. The case is not that he says you owe him a barrel of wine or you owe him a barrel of oil, but you owe him the value of a barrel of wine and you owe him the value of a barrel of oil. So they're both being made about money, and since it's about money, it's a quantitative difference. And Mimeli, you're going to say, Yesh b'chal nesayim mana, echad omer b'idyota elyona. If let's say one of the Edom said, this loan occurred on the second floor of the building, v'echad omer b'idyota tachtona, the other one said, no, the loan occurred, but it was on the bottom floor of the building. Amr b'chadin ma'isa b'alatne Rebbe v'tziruf edusan. The Shaila came to Rebbe, and Rebbe was willing to be mitzarif the Edos, even though one of them said it happened on the top floor, one of them said on the bottom floor, because they both agreed that he owed him the money, even though there was a hachasha in the bedikos. Rebbe assumes, like the sheet of Rebbe Yudah, that he could be mitzarif edim that are machish one another by bedikos, at least in dine mamonis cases, just not in dine nefashos cases, but in dine mamonis we're willing to be mitzarif them. Good. Uminayin l'chshiyete. The Mishnah had said that how do we know that after they leave Beis Din, well, one of the Dayanim should not say to the Baal Din, look, I voted in your favor, but, you know, Ma'esa, Rabbi Elai Chaveirai, you know, what could I do? There were two other Dayanim, and they voted in the other direction. I really had your back, but they, you know, they outvoted me, so I did my best. How do I know you shouldn't say that? Because the Pasuk says, they'll say L'chrochil. So, Tan Rabban, we have a Brisa that elaborates. Me'inayin l'chshiyetze l'yomar areni mezakav v'chaveirai mechayvin, aval Ma'esa shechaveir Rabbi Elai. How do I know that a Dayan shouldn't go around saying such a thing? Pasuk says you shouldn't go around saying rechilus. And what is rechilus? Ve'omer, the Pasuk in Mishlei, defines rechilus, holich rachil megalasod. That if you go around revealing secrets that are not meant to be revealed, that's rechilus. Hu talmid de nafak leikala, there was a certain Talmud that there was a word went out about him, degali milsa dit rabbe midrasha, basra asim retartin shnin, that he was megalas, some matter of lashon hara that was spoken about in the Beis Medrash 22 years prior. So he figured there's a statute of limitations on lashon hara, right? That by this time, you know, no one really cares anymore about what this guy did to that guy. So he figured at that time it was safe to talk about it. 22 years later, Afke Rabbi Yami Bei Midrasha Amar Din Gali Razia. Rabbi Yami threw him out of the Beis Medrash. He said, this is a person that reveals secrets. He doesn't have the integrity that's necessary to be in the Beis Medrash. There's a tshuva in the Mishnah Lachos Chelik Beis Mishnah Sadivav about a Talmud that damaged yeshiva property and whether you could throw him out of yeshiva. So he tries to find Mar Makomos and Shas for throwing someone out of yeshiva. So this is one of them, right? It's Rabbi Yami throwing this fellow out of the Beis Din because he was being out of the Beis Medrash because he was being Megalas Sodos that were stated in the Beis Medrash. Okay, so the new Mishnah. Kol's mancha maybe Raya Soser Sadid. Tanakama says anytime you find a new Raya, you could go and bring it to light, and Beis Din's going to have to revisit everything, even though they've already concluded the case and they've already decided that you're chayiv. If you find a new Raya, you're entitled to bring it to Beis Din. So Amarlov, Beis Din says to the fellow, Kol Raya Sheishcha Avei Mikan Nat Shol Shem Yom. They set a time limit. They say, listen, this case can't go on forever. You have 30 days to gather your evidence. Whatever you could bring in the next 30 days, that is your evidence. And then Matzah B'Tok Shol Shem Yom, he does find new evidence within the 30 days, so sir. Then perfectly, he's perfectly within his rights to have that evidence examined and to undo the din. But La'achar Shol Shem Yom, if he only brings new evidence after 30 days, Eino Soser, then he's not able to revisit the din. He had a deadline, he missed the deadline, and we're assuming that he was mezayif whatever new evidence is bringing to light, or he's hiring Ede Sheker, because whatever he could have brought, he should have brought within 30 days. Amr Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, yeah, but what's a person supposed to do if he didn't have the evidence within 30 days and he only discovers it after 30 days? How do you not allow him to bring it? Amr Lo, another case, the Beis Din says to the fellow, Have Edim, bring Edim. Amr Ainli Edim, and he says, I don't have Edim. Amr Have Raya, they say, okay, bring any Raya that you have. Amr Ainli Raya, I do not have a Raya. Ulach is man Hevi Raya, and then later on, he brings a Shtar Raya, Umatza Edim, or he finds Edim, Hareza Eno Klum. We assume that that's worthless, that the Tanakhama holds, because he already was Moda, that he has no Raya and the Edim. So this must be, the Raya must be Mezuyav, the Edim must be hired. So Amram Shungum Liel, Mayasa, Zesh, Lo Yodesh, Yesh Lo Edim, Matza Edim, Lo Yodesh, Yesh Raya, Matza Raya. Ram Shungum Liel again says, what's the guy supposed to do? If he thought he didn't have Edom, he thought he didn't have a Raya, turns out that he did have Edom and he did have a Raya. The difference between the two machlokos is that the first machlokos is where there was some sort of arbitrary time frame put on the fellow, but he never claimed not to have. In the second case, he actually said, Beferish, I don't have any Edim. Rosh HaMeschayev B'din, if a Baal Din realizes that he's losing the case, Va'amar Kivra Plani Plani V'Iduni, so he says, wait, let these two guys come and be made for me. Osho Tzirai Mitach Spundaso, or all of a sudden, as he's about to lose the case, he pulls out a raya from under his jacket that he had there the whole time. Hareze Enoklum. Then we don't pay any attention to that. Even Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel will say, we're not going to be Makabel, the Edus and the Shtar Raya, because he knew he had these Edim, he knew he had the Shtar, and he still said, Ein Li Edim and Ein Li Raya. So it must be that he was hesitant to use Edim that are Shakranim. He was hesitant to use a Shtar that was Mezuyaf, but only when he was feeling the pressure and he felt that the case was about to go against him, then he pulled out these Edim that are Shakranim and the Shtar that's Mezuyaf. So that we for sure do not accept from him. So now, how do we paskin? Amra Barafuna Halach Ramashim Umiel. In the first Machlokas in the Mishnah, where the guy never said he doesn't have any Raya or any Edim, it's just that Bezin imposed a time limit on him. That case, we for sure pass like Rav Shmuel Gamliel, says Rabbi Rav Huna, that he's still allowed to bring more Edim and Rayas. Not only that, we don't pass like the Chum in that case. So says Rabbi, obviously, Pshita, it sort of goes hand in hand. If you're passing like Rav Shmuel Gamliel, you're obviously not passing like the Chumim. So says Rabbi, I might have thought that Hani Mili, that which I say we pass like Rav Shmuel Gamliel, that he's still allowed to bring further Rayas, that's the Beis Din is supposed to allow him to bring further rayas of the Eved, but if the Beis Din did not allow it, and they paskin like the Chachamim, maybe Shapir Dabi, maybe we'll say their Din is still going to be binding, even though they didn't allow it and they should have allowed it, but that is not such a miscarriage of justice where we're going to say the Din is not binding. The Din is still going to be binding. Rashi explains, because Rav Shmuel Gamliel at the end of the day is still a Das Yachid, and the Rabbanan are the Rabbim, so I might have said, yes, L'chadchila, I paskin like Rav Shmuel Gamliel, but you cannot tell me that a Beis Din that behaves like the Rabbim has to overturn their Din. So Kamash Malan, therefore Rabbi Baruch Hun is telling me, that ain halacha ki chachamim, and if a Beis Din follows the chachamim, they have to overturn their din. So now we move on to the second machlokas. They tell him bring edim. He says, I have no edim. Bring a raya. I have no raya. And then all of a sudden he finds edim and a raya. So Tanakama says, too late. You already said you don't have. And Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, what do you want from the guy? He found new edim and a new raya. Rav Shmuel Gamliel said, what do you want from this guy? Let him bring his edim. Let him bring his raya. So Rav Barafuna, Rav Yochanan, halacha kedivrei chachamim. In this case, we pass like the chachamim. Once he said he does not have, then he does not have it. He cannot bring. We do not pass on like Rav Shmuel Gamliel in this machlokas. Well, pshita. Obviously, if you're passing like the Chumim, I know you're not passing like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. And Rashi points out, and the answer we gave in the previous machlokas is not going to work over here. Because the answer we gave in the previous machlokas, I would have had a havamina that we only pass like Rav Shmuel Gamliel the Chalchila, but b'diavad, if the Beis Din already followed the Chumim, we can stick with it, because they are the Rabbim. But over here, that wouldn't make any sense. You wouldn't say, oh, I would have thought that we only pass like the Chum L'Chachila, but if a Beis Din were to pass like Rav Shmuel Gamliel, we're going to stick with it because he's a Yachid? That wouldn't make any sense. So we need a new answer. So says Gemara, HaKamash Malan, Dibahi Ein Alach Rav Shmuel Gamliel, HaBakulu Alach Rav Shmuel Gamliel. The Chiddush is that in this one case, in our Mishnah, we do not pass like Rav Shmuel Gamliel, but in every other place, in Shisha Sidre Mishnah, where you have Machlokes Rav Shmuel Gamliel and the Chachamim, we pass like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. La'afuke me'hadam Rabbi Bar Bechanan Rabbi Yochanan. And this is to go against that which Rabbi Bar Bechanan says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that there are in fact three places that we don't pass like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. That Kol Makom Shana Rav Shmuel Gamliel Mishnah Seinu, Halach Kamosa, that it's true, we generally do pass like Rav Shmuel Gamliel throughout Shisha Sidre Mishnah, Chutz me Arev v'tzaydan v'raya achrona, except for three cases. Arev, which is Rav Shmuel Gamliel says about a malva that he's allowed to get paid from the Arev on the halva'a, even if the lova has nechasim. That, I'm sorry that that Rav Shmuel says he's not allowed to get paid from the Arev if the lover has any nechassim, even if it's an Arev Kablan. So a guy co-signs on a loan, I cannot go to the co-signer to collect the loan, according to Rav Shmuel. I have to go only to the lover himself. Sidon is a story that happened in a place called Sidon, where a man told his wife, "Hareza giteich, almanasha titni li ase itzla shali. Here's your get, but it's almanas that you give me back my favorite, my favorite jacket." And she lost his favorite jacket. So Moshe Gamliel says she could just pay the value of the favorite jacket, and that's good enough. And then she'll be Mugureshes. That's considered a fulfillment of the Tanai. And Raya Achrona is our Mishnah. That in our Mishnah, we have two machlokos about Rayas, about someone bringing in a raya later on. The second of those two machlokos is what we call raya achrona, right? The first machlokos is raya rishona, and in raya rishona we talk a dupaskin of Rav Shmuel Gamliel. But in the second case of bringing rayas, where the fellow had already said that he doesn't have any rayas, that's where we're going to pass like the chachamim and not like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Okay, who yinuka de tavul dina kamed Rav Nachman? There was a story of a child of a katan that was that they were tovea to a din Torah in front of Rav Nachman. So Amalei, Rav Nachman said to the Yosel, Mislach Sa'adi, do you have any witnesses? Amalei, lo. He says, I don't have any witnesses. Islach Raya, do you have any rayas? Amalei, lo. I don't have any rayas. So Chivir Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman was mechayiv him bedin. So Ava Kabach Yvazil, the Yosel was going around crying. Shamu Hanachin, so people saw Nebuchadnezzar, Yosel was crying. Amalei, Anani Adin B'mili Davucha, they said, we know about your father's business dealings. Tell us what this case is. And they were able to come and say testimony. In this case, even the Rabban would be moda, that this is new evidence that has come to light that we must revisit. We're not going to say, the Rabban are not going to say, even in this case, oh, he already told us he has no evidence, so I'm not going to listen to anything he says. Whatever evidence he brings, it must be mezuyav. Now, he's a kid. He didn't know about his father's business dealings. So now he uncovered something. So even the Rabban would be moda that we have to pay attention to that which he uncovered. Hayitza denafik shtar mitusa yada. There was another case of a woman who had a shtar that she was holding on to. That she was not a party to the shtar. There was a malva, there was a lova. She was a third party that apparently they had both trusted to hold on to the shtar. So Amrulay, she told Rav Nachman, the Abbezdin, yadana b'hai shtar de priyahava. I know about the shtar that it's already been paid. So himna Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman believed her, and therefore he did not collect the payment of this shtar. Amrulay, Rav the Rav Nachman, keman, kerevi dam rosyos nikras b'mesira. Who are you assuming, like the Shita of Rebbe, that possession of a shtar means you have ownership of that shtar, and therefore she's like the malva in the case, in this case, and therefore she can say that it's already parua? So I'm like, no, shaydi achadi bayikalte. No, the reason I believe her is not because she's the owner of the shtar, but because she has a migo, that if she didn't want this shtar to be used to collect money, she could have just burnt the shtar, and then it would not have been used to collect money. She was holding on to it. She didn't have to even tell us she had the shtar. She could have just destroyed it. So Yigadamri Lohim. Now others say that no, Rav Nachman did not believe the woman, and he did collect the money that was indicated in the shtar. Amalei Rav the Rav Nachman v'ha'i bayakalte. Rav asked Rav Nachman, but wait, doesn't she have a migo? Couldn't she have just burnt it if she wanted it to not be collected? So shouldn't we believe her? So kivin deschazg beidino ibayakalte lo aminan. Says Gemara, since the shtar is already muchsak and miskayim in Beis Din, we don't believe amigo, because the amigo is not going to be mevatel a maisa Beis Din. That's how Rashi learns it, that since it was ready mekuyim and Beis Din, the amigo goes away. Tosas asks on Rashi that even if the shtar has a henpek, the woman has amigo, because she still could have burnt it together with the henpek. So I don't care that it's mekuyim and Beis Din, it has a note with a stamp of the Beis Din on the bottom, that would get burnt just as easily in the fire, right? I mean, if she wants to destroy it, she could destroy the kiyum of Beis Din as well. And therefore Tosas disagrees with Rashi and says, no, Ischazik Beis Dina means that the Dayanim already saw the shtar. They already saw that she has it. So you can't go and say, Migo Lemafreya, that Migo, I could have destroyed it before you ever saw it. But Beis Din already saw it by the time she came with her taina and said that it's been paid. Beis Din says, hey, what's the deal with that shtar? And she says, oh, it's been paid already. But it's been paid already. We already see it. We already see the shtar. You can't say, oh, so migo that I could have burnt it. You could not have burnt it after we saw it and asked you, what's the deal with that shtar? So it's a migo lemafreya. That's why we're not going to say bali kalte. Says Rav Nachman, Rav challenges Rav Nachman, simfon, a shtar that a lover has that says that it's already been paid, meaning a receipt, sheish lav edim, that has edim, yiskayim b'chosmav, you just bring the edim to verify their signatures, and then it's a valid receipt. Eina lav edim, v'yotza mitachsi de shlish, if there are no edim, and there's a third party holding on to it, or it's written in the shtar alva itself after the signatures, kosher, it's going to be a kosher receipt. We don't know, we're not choshesh that the love was mezayif, the simfon. Alma shlish mehemen, but don't you see from this price that a third party holding on to it is believed that it's parua, even though he doesn't have a migo, and even though the shtar is muchsuk and based in? So tiyufta drav nachman tiyufta. That taka is a kasha drav nachman that a shlish is not nehman to say. That a star makuyim is perua. We see that a shlish is now. Let's say a star makuyim is perua. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses shitas Rabbi Yochanan when it comes to bringing new evidence to light. So kiyas Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Dimi said in the name Rabbi Yochanan, liola mevi raya. A bal din is always able to bring a new raya of his soser, and he could be soser the previous din Torah. Achi statim tainosav, until he tells Beis Din, I rest my case. I don't have any more edim or any more raya. V'yomer kivru ploni ploni v'yiduni, and then he says afterwards, let ploni and ploni come and be made for me. So in such a case, he's not able to be sosur the din. So says Mara, wait, hagufa kasha. There's a stira in the statement that Rabbi Yochanan just made. Amrit, on the one hand, he says yistatim ta'anosav, that he can bring a raya up until he says, I rest my case. That's a son of the Rabbanan. That follows the sheet of the Rabbanan. Because Yistatim Tanosov sounds like that if it is Nistatim Tanosov, he already says, I don't have any rayas, then it's too late. He's not allowed to bring any more rayas. Vader Amrit, but then it went to say that he could bring a raya until he says, Kirvu ish ploni ploni viiduni. That if after he says Ainli and he sees that he's going to be Mishchayiv Bedin, he tells people that we already knew about before to come and be made for him. So that's what doesn't work. But if it's new people that we never knew about before, that he can bring, even after he said, I rest my case. So that follows Rav Shulam Liel, that I rest my case is not a finality, that you're still able to bring more. V'chite makula Rav Shulam Liel, maybe you're going to tell me, no, the whole thing's going on Rav Shulam Liel, prushika mefarish, and the end of the Brice is just, and the end of Rabbi Yochanan's statement is just explaining the beginning of his statement, that my achi statim ta'anosav, what does it mean that he only has up until he rests his case? It means until he says that let's bring this guy, that guy, people who were here the whole time. But if he says let's bring people that we didn't know about, new edim that came to light that I was totally unaware of, that's still going to be okay. That's the shita Rav Shulam Liel. But wait, that means that Rabbi Yochanan is paskening like Rav Shulam Liel. That's what Rabbi Yochanan means. But we learned that Rabbi Yochanan holds that one of the three cases in Gantz Shas that we don't paskel like Rav Shulam Liel is Raya Achrona, is if a fellow says, I rest my case, I have nothing more to bring. So that's it, it's over. He cannot bring anything else. We do not paskin like Rabbi Shulam Liel. So, or Rabbi Yochanan at least does not paskin like Rabbi Shulam Liel. El Kiyasa Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, when Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Am Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Liola may be Raya Vesosa, Sheistatim Tainos of Yomelo, Have Eidim Vomer Enli Eidim, Have Raya Vomer Enli Raya. He could keep on bringing more Rayas and more Eidim until he says that he doesn't have any more. But if Edom came from Medina Siyam, or we found a briefcase that belonged to his father that someone else was holding on to, then he could bring a raya and be sosa the din. Even the chamar mode in such a case that if it's muchach, that he had no idea about this raya, and he couldn't have known about this raya, and it just came to light. If we have some hechrich that he wouldn't have known, he couldn't have known, then we don't suspect that he hired Edim Shakranim or that it's a shtar mezuyah or anything like that. even the Chum are going to be Moda. So again, even the Chum will say, once you say, I rest my case, you rest your case and you cannot bring new Edom or Raya. But if we know that this is something you could not have known about, even the Chum are going to agree, you may bring a new Raya. Once we're on the topic of Rabbi Yochanan, he asked Rav Dimi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hatokev is Chaver Bedin, someone who challenges someone else in the Din Torah. Echad Omer Nodun Kan. And the Malva, let's say, says, I want to be done in this Beis Din, in the Beis Din that's over here. Echrom and Neil Chumakum Avad. And the Lova says, I'd rather go to the Beis Din that has bigger Tamid Chachamim. Let the Malva have to face the big guys. So Kofen El Sovi Yelech L'Makom Avad. The Lova can force the Malva to go to the Makom Avad. Amr Lefana of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Mishno Shem Chaver Mani Yotzu Mana Almana. He says that doesn't make any sense. The Malva already, you're going to be mechayev the Malva who's trying to collect $100 to spend $100 to travel in travel expenses to be able to get his $100 back. Meaning it's not worth it. How could it be that he's going to have to go through such expenses just to get paid back? No, you go to the local Beis Din. You can't force him to schlep. Itmar nami amar of safra shnayim shenis atzmu bedin. Two people that are having a difficult din Torah with one another. Echromer nodun kan. One of them says, "Let's do the din Torah here." Vechromer neilchum makom avad. And the other one says, "No, let's go to the makom avad where the big talmid chachamim are." So kofnel so vedan biiro. One can force the other to handle it locally. Vimhutzrach davar lishal, and the local basin has a question that they can't handle on their own, that they need to ask a bigger Beisdin, so then they'll do so. The Baldin himself, though, can't say that we have to go there. Leave that to the Dayanim to figure that out. So Kosvim V'Sholchin, the local Dayanim will send a letter to the Beisdin HaGadol, but it will be handled locally. V'Yamamar Kisvu Tanuli, and if the Baldin says to the Beisdin in his city, I want you to write and give me a shtar, Me'ezetam Dantuni, that explains why you were mechayev me, Kosov Nelson. They do, a Beis Din is obligated to explain the logic behind their din. And if they see that the Beis Din made a mistake, then they could be overruled by a greater Beis Din. As far as who goes to who, if a Yavama needs Yibam or Chalitza, needs Chalitza, she's going to have to go to where the Yavam is to get the Chalitza. So Ad Kama, how far does she have to go to where the Yavam is? So Rabbi Ami, I feel me very the Tzipori, even from Tveria to Tzipori, even though the yeshiva in Tveria was much greater and the Beis Din in Tveria was a much more chashuva Beis Din, she has to go to a less chashuva Beis Din in order to secure her own chalitza. Amar Rav Kana Maikra, where do you see any idea like this in the pasuk that it's up to her to find him and not up to him to find her? Because it says v'karu lo ziknei iro, v'lo ziknei ira. It says his city, the zikenim of his city, not the zikenim of her city. Amar Meimar, Hilchsa Kofnos of Yelchum Makom Avad. The halach is we force the Baldin, who wants to be done in his own city, to go to the more prestigious Beis Din, to go to the Makom Avad. Amarli Rav Ashi La Meimar, Vamar Rav Lazar Kofnos of Dan Biro. But didn't Rav Lazar say that we force him to that we force a guy to handle it locally and not to go to the Makom Avad? So it's Gemara Hani Mili Hecha De Kamerle Lova LaMalva. That which we force the Baldin to be Dan Biro, that's when the Lova says to the Malva, let's go to the Makom Avad. That's where Rav Lazar says that we force him to be done biiro, in order that the malva shouldn't have to spend money in order to retrieve his own money. Aval malva, evel avelish malva. But if the malva is the one that insists on going to the makom avad, then we're going to go to the makom avad. So it's only that the lova cannot force the malva to go to the makom avad, but the malva absolutely is able to force the lova to go to the makom avad, because that's the power dynamic of the relationship. We say the lova is meshubah to the malva, and therefore he's got to accommodate the malva. Now, once we mention the idea of the yavama following the Yavam, even from Tveria to Tzipori, so the Gemara brings a maisa where we're going to see that Tveria was in fact the Makom Avad, and still the Yavam can force the Yavama to leave Tveria and go to Tzipori if that happens to be his own city. Shalchulei, the Bezdin in Tveria, sent Limar Ukva to Mar Ukva, who is the Av Bezdin in Bavel, and they sent the following. Lidzivle Kibarbasya, the person whose face shines like Barbasya, like the son of Basya, like Moshe Rabbeinu, which has to be the greatest Afyomi coincidence ever, on Erev Shabbos of the only parsha in the entire Torah where we talk about Basya, where she appears. We have a mention of Bar Basya or Bisya. So the one whose face shines like Moshe Rabbeinu, he's called the son of Basya because she raised him. And Chazal tell us, call him a gadol yasum mitoch pesus ki ilu yuladam. Right, that's why we say when the astrologers saw that that the child was going to be a child of a Mitzri woman who was going to save the Jewish people, they weren't wrong, right? Because in a certain sense, he was the child of a Mitzri woman. So anyway, that's the way they opened their letter. Shalom Ukvana Bavli. Shalom. Ukvana Bavli, Kabla Kalmana. Ukvana Bavli is a fellow that came to our basin, Yirmiya Achi Ever Elias Aderech, and he said that my brother Yirmiya I'm in a dintara against him, a monetary dispute. The Imru Lo, and therefore we want you to tell Yirmiya in Bavel to be mefayis with Ukvan, Hasi'u v'yir panenu b'Tveria, and force him to come to see us in Tveria. Well, Haguf Akash, isn't that a stira? Amrit Imru Lo. They said first Imulo, Alma Daininu Atun, which makes it sound like you handle it. Hasiu Vir Panin Bitveria, Alma Shadru Hacha. But then they said send him to Tveria, which makes it sound like we'll handle it. Elahachi Kamri. No, what they meant to say is Imrule, go tell him to be Mefayis with Ukvan Habavli, Dainu Atun, and you handle it. Itzayas, Tsayas. And if he listens to your basin, that's great. Vilo, and if he doesn't listen, Hasiu Vir Panin Bitveria. Then send him to the big league. Send him to Tveria, and we'll deal with him here. Ravashi Amar Dine Knossos Havu Bavel Odaini Dine Knossos. Ravashi says, no, it was a case that they couldn't handle in Bavel. It was Dine Knossos. They don't do Dine Knossos in Bavel. Vad Shalch Lehachi, the fact that they said Imrulei as if you could handle it, Kedei Lachlo Kavod LeMarukva. That was just a way of showing Kavod to Marukva, but there was never a Havamina that they were actually going to be able to handle it in Bavel. It was just a way of speaking in a respectful term, as if, of course, you're capable of handling it, but we're going to handle this one because it's a Dine Knossos case. Okay, Hadron Alach Zebar, Bezrem, tomorrow we will pick up with the fourth parak of Masech Sanhedrin. Have a great day and a great Shabbos, everybody.